Today's episode is on the value of money. What an interesting topic. I have a guest with me today. We don't have to name names.
I'm her fiance.
Okay, this is my fiance. We're going to have to talk about money.
Like we didn't already talk about it this morning.
Yeah.
Money does.
Money and relationships. Ooh.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's a conversation you're going to have no matter what in relationships, because, I mean, at the end of the day, we take...
But some people don't have those conversations.
No, they don't, and it's killer. If y'all are going to make that type of commitment or expect that of each other, be ready to have those conversations.
Do you think people value money over people?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll have brothers turn on each other for money, and it's the society we live in.
But, like, I guess I've never understood how fast somebody could switch up once they do got a little cash. It's like, brand new you, but actually.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's wild, you know. Now just a little bit of cash can make somebody just totally different.
I mean, I've had instances where I've had not shit money, and then instances where I've had quite a bit of money.
That look is a look that can only happen by a roaring fire.
And both times, I mean, actually, I think I did act a little different. I think I started, you know, buying more things for myself.
Well, I mean, were you different, or were you essentially just caught up in, like, oh shit, I got the bag, you know what I mean? Like, I'm over here just...
I guess
whatever. Spending away because I got it now.
Kind of, not really.
Like,
I usually held on to it unless it was food. I spend all of my money on food.
Well, because, like, for me, it's like folks can change up and start spending more, and that may just be because they're euphoric because they've not had the bag. Like, now I got it, I'm going to spend it. Mentality, be especially like, you know.
I mean, I've had moments like that.
Especially if you've ever not had cash before. Like, it's a whole different ballgame. Because
you have things you couldn't get before, and you think that, oh my god, I need this because I didn't have this yet.
Exactly, and let's look at what's going on in our society, the disparagement of wealth between the wealthy and, you know, the rest of the country. You know, there's a reason why capitalism was never predicted to have couple hundreds of billionaires. Trillionaires should not exist yet. Jeff Bezos is going to hit it by the time he's there. And I'm all for free market principle, but he used the corruption to climb the ladder. Like, we're all for the free market system. You should be mad that someone's making $1 trillion off of someone else. You know, off of all of these. What,
like, everybody loves their Amazon, like, and their Amazon Prime.
Like, I know everybody is sitting here like, man, with how many folks I know work for Amazon, and how the horror stories that I've heard is from working at Amazon.
Ooh, I've heard some horror stories about people working at Amazon. I can't even lie. But, can't say shit. I get stuff off of Amazon still. Still shit comes through when I have to get stuff off of Amazon.
I mean, the last time I used it, I got a gift card from that job I was at. Because it was the office job, and they were offering out, competitive win, you know, like awards and everything. So I got a $50 gift card because I got the most green collections that day or something like that. So I was like, all right, well, I mean, I got it, so I'm going to use it. But I persistently try to avoid
it. What the fuck did we use it on? A fucking Galaxy projector.
Oh, yeah, that thing is great. Just sit there and vibe out, listen to some music.
Well, value on money, status quos, that's the shit that kills me too, because there are only a handful of people in the world that can go out and not live by the status quo of their money. Like, you know, those random people that go into restaurants and just are like billionaires or just in shorts and a t-shirt, some tennis shoes, on some, can I get the fucking Happy Meal, I don't know.
I mean, theoretically speaking, you know, isn't that why they're billionaires? Because they don't spend the money, they save it. Like, I mean, they talk about Warren Buffett. You look at that, he's considered one of the greatest economic minds that's still alive today, you know.
My parts of the status quo is, like, you have people, like, rolling up in all of the flashy things. Nice car, nice outfit, nice sunglasses, and then you can roll up to where they live at, and you're just like, what the fuck? What the shit? Do you even live here?
Why do they flex so hard for money?
Like, you flex for money when you don't have money.
For the status,
but you don't have
it. Because you sure as hell ain't getting no money, less money, not much money.
But they've made it really easy to make it look like.
Yeah.
You do.
You know, I saw something.
And what money are you using to get that? It's like they just want to, like, physically be them, but not actually, like, be them.
Or it's like they want to be it so bad that, you know, if they can even just get enough to live the lie almost, you know what I mean? Like, if y'all can at least feel rich, you are rich, and I mean, hey, that's
sometimes,
just the
yeah, sometimes living the lie is where it's at, you know?
Can't tell someone what they do with their lives.
Sure.
Whatever you want to do, then go for it. I can't say I agree with it, but...
It's hard not to live a lie, especially when you're in any kind of media-esque, like, you know, occupation.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to find actual, genuine, like, authenticity. You know what I'm trying to say. Authenticity. Haha!
There you go.
Words are hard.
Yeah.
So, in terms of the value we have on money, and the value of space and food, like the stuff that we have to pay the most for, that we need like multiple times a day, like water.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other places where like you can't even go in, sit down, and have a free glass of water. I mean, America, thanks, but at the same time.
I mean, that's the thing about it. Like, you think about it, it's like, wait, water? You mean the shit I can literally just go to a river and go get?
Or you mean that stuff that falls from the sky?
That part,
voluntarily,
like,
just whenever it feels?
At what point is it considered just like, I mean, what, y'all gonna start charging for me to breathe air now? Like, what's up? Like,
the moisture in the air costs what?
Two minutes, they charge you an extra 50 cents for breathing their air.
Yeah, that's like one of those movies where they were like charging people for just being alive type of shit.
It's just wild, you know, because it's like, when did you go from, because you got to think, humans are always, we preserve ourselves, and then you socially become aware, and then there's the mentality to preserve the herd, and then it's like, when do you go from the genuine desire to the corruption of the money to where you'll start charging for things? Because if you think about it, theoretically, if you were for your fellow man, you wouldn't charge for water, you wouldn't charge for, and you know, you're talking about things that would cost pennies.
Why does it cost so much money for me to have nice food?
Because you need it. What? Because it's good for you.
I understand, but like, I don't.
I know, it's like,
duh.
You would think the good shit that you just would need to home grow would be cheaper, but then it's like, oh no, we cut the food with all these chemicals and shit, so.
Yeah, our soil here is so nutrient deficient. That's why everything's pumped full of just random ass shit.
Preservatives, all
yeah.
That good shit.
I mean, I'm currently growing some stuff. It's just broccoli and strawberries, but it's something.
All that cancer-causing stuff, and y'all want to make the one thing out there that's best at, you know, not curing cancer, but, you know, preventing cancer cell growth. You want one of the best things out there to still be illegal. I just don't understand the mentality.
Well, that's not what we're talking about today.
I know.
Don't go there.
But still, even back to the money. How much money could be made off of that?
Oh, it's growing. Insanely, obviously. Like, but I was talking about food, because also, like with the organic facade, because we're starting to find out that shit could say organic, and that does not mean two shits. just because it says organic. You really gotta look at the label on the back. Just look at the freaking ingredients. Like, that's one thing they have to do is tell you everything that's in it, so might as well fucking look at what's in it. Because there's some weird shit in my food, everybody. There's some weird shit in my food. Environmental science class I had when I was a sophomore, and one of the projects was doing a grocery list and taking our regular grocery list to get organic stuff, and the price difference wasn't even that off. It was like maybe 70 cents more. I was like, oh, so I can get antibiotic free and, you know, healthy conscious food for not as much. But that was also in like 2014, and this is like the vegan age, so I'm sure that's almost not as, that's not a thing anymore.
I mean, but even the stuff that they push on through, like, the, you know, the, when there was that, you know, that's, I guess, slight movement of veganism, and it was like everybody all of a sudden started to give a damn about where their food came from. Like, they had those videos circulating around showing, like, all the cruelty and stuff, and that became a big topic, and it, I feel like it did, mid-2010s. But even then, half of the shit that they put out there became one giant marketing gimmick for those food companies, because they started pushing the shit out, and then they pushed out cheaper soy-fed, you know.
Yeah, now I don't know if I would eat meat if my chicken was actually happy or not. It says organic, grass-fed, but was it grass-fed in a cage?
Yeah.
Or like it says it was roaming free, but are you still feeding it bullshit? Like, I don't know, man.
This is why we need to find, like, a butcher friend or a farmer.
Plus, like,
friend.
How long is it really sitting in the thing until it fucking actually reaches the shelf?
Yeah.
Like, at that point, you're eating meat that has been then killed.
I'm so passionate about the fitness
industry. Well, that's why I even start to talk about also how they distribute food amongst different, you know, against, amongst different costs, and how, you know.
Let's not.
I mean, just honestly, like, food and money. They're killing you to save it.
Yeah, America's trying to hoard their own money. For what?
I mean, I'm just...
Still mass... People still buying it. People still mass producing it. We're still... Give me money. And then you have jobs that just aren't worth the fucking money. And then the jobs that are worth the money, you need money to get to go to school, where you need money. And then you need money to live so that you can go to school.
Oh, but they have things called scholarships. Well, what they don't tell you is those scholarships don't cover half the damn costs.
Yeah. Like, not all people can get scholarships. And there are scholarships out there you can apply for, but not even people know about those.
It's just they don't do anything to promote that either.
Because why would anybody want to give away free money where it just gets donated back to the sponsors, I think, or something like that?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, that's because we've put the value in it to give us security. If we didn't put that money value on having so much so that you are regularly fed, hydrated, and what, need the space and time and comfortable whatever. And even then, like, that's just difficult. It's made so difficult, especially when you have jobs that only pay $9 an hour and then places to stay at, like, individually $600 to $500.
And there is, in all reality, folks that sit here and think it's possible to live off of minimum wage and get everything you need. You can't.
Oh my god, and I think the $15 thing is gonna fix that.
It will fix it momentarily for like a week, and then all the prices will go up. And then next thing you know, it's like,
gas
what the
is like $5 for regular.
So instead, why don't we start hitting the corporations to, you know, to pay for our shit? Because they're already charging us an arm and a leg for everything, so why the hell am I still riding on this bullshit ass road? Why the hell am I still, you know what I mean?
But like, it seems like, oh, we need more jobs, but there's construction going on every day.
Right? And it's like...
Like, when has it stopped? And then, need people, need people, hiring, hiring, like, share your almost ideas? Every time I go out into tell the your story into more. The world.
Well, at a certain point, it's funny because you want to talk about growth and everything and all this growth, and it's like eventually we will grow too big. You know what I mean? And it's funny theoretically how capitalism has no answer for that. Capitalism has no answer. So what happens when we grow too big, guys? What happens when those corporations hit all types of trillions and then has all types invested into private security, and now we're looking at a potential like Terminator, Resident Evil, like some type of big ass umbrella company looking thing.
There's zombies or some shit.
At what point, like, and I mean, I'm not saying we're anywhere close to there now, but what's the answer to that capitalism? Where's the restriction? And it just goes back to that, and it's like eventually we will grow too big, and then it's funny because that's actually, you know, that's. It's funny because it actually is almost like a perfect explanation of why we will eventually move to a society that does not require much working, but if anything is self-sustaining in the self, if we have our resources, we have our, you know, health and free healthcare and everything. So now all you literally have to do is just your passions. What you want to do, studying science, studying whatever. Like,
but then that would make it too easy, you know?
It would in a sense, but I think if anything else, we've already got enough shit going against us in the world with disease, with all this other type of stuff. It's almost like, eventually, where does it stop? Like, where do we eventually stop? Because the moment we stop growing, which is going to be a necessity, we will need to become self-sufficient.
But
because
see,
there's no longer growth anymore to produce against the accommodating new populations and all that.